is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Princes of Peace. Don and Mike.
Yeah, let's get back to Buzzy now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Kentucky's governor laid out his 2006 agenda yesterday, and it included more money for teachers. Quoting Ernie Fletcher, educational achievement and Kentucky's economic future go hand in hand.
Was it raining?
No. No.
Kentucky rain keeps coming down.
Hey. Would have been cold, though. and then the governor of Kentucky encouraged, after saying we need to spend more for teachers, he encouraged the teaching of religious creationism alongside the science of evolution. He used the code words, of course, intelligent design. Having never mentioned it before, the governor's endorsement of teaching creationism came to Kentuckians as a surprise. The rest of the world, not so much.
The rain in my shoes, looking for you.
One of my favorite Elvis.
The cold Kentucky rain.
Used to be. Last week, meanwhile, the Dover, Pennsylvania school system officially dumped the teaching of creationism after having taken it up for a while. The school board made its decision 2 weeks after a judge ruled that intelligent design is based on religion, not science. But the school board also made its decision after the last school board was voted out of office.
I'm going further than creationism. I'm going to introduce my new concept, storkism.
Is it really just screwing? I mean, I'd like to say the F word, but...
In a way. Yes, but, yeah, but who, you know, how? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like goes all the way back to the, you know, the dinosaurs and cells and coming out of the primordial ooze.
Right.
And how all of a sudden we were like salamanders.
I understand that, but
chickens and
even back when there was
funnier to be chickens, Rob.
You know, when there was what's the stuff that they put on kids at down at Nickelodeon?
Slime.
Slime. Yeah, when there was
primordial
slime
ooze.
Yeah. Even that stuff was screwing.
Yes, it was. You're absolutely right.
Even if you look at a cell, under a microscope, they like join.
It's really just about porking.
That's right.
That's what it's really
about.
All
reproduction.
About.
You're right.
Yes, and teach that to the kids.
And the study of it is the watching of porking.
Thank you, Buzz.
Now we know.
Watching of porking.
The expanding powers of the president as well as abortion are the key topics this week as Congress considers W's nomination of Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court. Alito seems to be against abortion and in favor of expanding the president's authority. This could lead to a big fight in Congress.
We've got the judge here.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Now, Judge, you are in a confirmation hearing. There's no need for you to be that hostile.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Are you being sarcastic?
Wasn't you married to a woman?
You suddenly turned younger.
We'd like to ask you some questions.
No, you're being asked the questions.
Didn't she have kids for you?
How'd you turn young again?
That's not strictly true.
Nice to see you're old again.
We're going
to
take a turn around the town.
No, you're going to sit there and answer the questions that the senators have for you.
I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
Nobody's threatening you with arrest, Judge.
You, mister. You got one in your pocket.
What do you mean, what do I have in my pocket?
Get on your horse.
Wow. Who do you think you are, Mr. Gay USA?
I'm not going to hurt him.
Hurt? Ooh.
Seems to be the idea. I do my own shaving.
Wow. Really?
Okay. I can tell.
All right.
Let's stop it there.
Alito's backers apparently believe God is on their side. This week, three conservative Christian ministers blessed the doors of the hearing room where the confirmation hearings take place. They anointed with holy oil the seats for key players in the hearing, which explains the embarrassing stains. They say they will continue praying for Alito throughout the hearing. Two of the ministers say they did the same thing for John Roberts last year when he faced confirmation, and quoting one of them, that went very well.
Holy fruit salad.
Did you say holy water?
You could. Yeah. Or holy,
holy
oil.
Holy heart failure.
Holy oil.
Just, when you said holy
holy that oil.
Was holy hole in a donut.
It's hard to say.
Got a lot of the holy tapes.
Holy mashed potatoes.
And when we come back, we'll...
Holy nightmare.
We'll wrap it up with the stuff we really care about.
Holy Las Vegas.
But I'll decide this one.
Young.
Holy ball and chain.
Who to pick, Robin or Sam Alito?
Holy caffeine.
Holy caffeine.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
He's old.
Holy fruit salad.
He's young at the time.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
Old?
All right, Buzz, what's next?
Stuff we really care about.
Okay.
Now, this is the way it's going to be.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.